Oxbow says it's idling the mine or stopping mining for coal, but keeping everything else ready for reopening at some point. And it's all because the company hasn't been able to get a gigantic piece of equipment called a longwall miner, which can cost in the $100 million range. Brad Goldstein is with Oxbow Corporation.
It's taking a lot longer than we anticipated.
The mine is all but closing less than 2 years after Oxbow was granted permission to expand the Elk Creek mine operations. Oxbow had the right equipment before, but was forced to seal it off underground this fall. That's because conditions were too dangerous for workers to run the equipment. More than 100 employees were laid off then, too. Brad Goldstein says it could be anywhere from 6 months to a year and a half before Oxbow can line up replacement machinery and start up again. He says the company believes it's worth the effort.
The climate for coal in Asia and Europe is strong. Japan is looking to acquire coal since they've gone off nuclear, and the same thing for Europe. So we believe there's a market there and that market will continue to grow.
That echoes what a coal analyst told Aspen Public Radio in October. Andrew Moore is an editor at the energy news service Platts.
The long view actually is bullish, both for domestic coal consumption and for overseas coal consumption.
Officials in communities near the mine say the layoffs can have a big effect.
I'm Doug Ashley, I'm a Delta County Commissioner. The coal mining jobs are wage incomes in Delta County that literally can't be replaced based on the other industries that we have.
Mining incomes are generally about $70,000 a year or more. When the mine announced the earlier layoffs this fall, some workers took to a community Facebook page searching for jobs. Some have posted they found work,
which probably will necessitate a move, which puts pressure on the real estate market. It's a ripple effect, so we're very concerned about that.
Managers said during the previous layoffs they hope to reverse that trend. Mike Ludlow is executive vice president of Oxbow's mining operations.
Optimistically, I'd like to think that some of the employees that have been laid off would have opportunities coming back in the near future.
That's unlikely now as Oxbow lays off most of the remaining employees at Elk Creek Mine, and the company still doesn't have the equipment it needs to mine as usual. About 20 workers are still employed there, a small fraction of the previous workforce. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.